With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As the Israel-Iran ceasefire continues to hold, there's word that U.S. and Iranian negotiators will be meeting next week.
Before leaving the NATO summit, the president said there are plans to restart dialogue between the U.S. and Iran following last weekend's military bombing of nuclear sites.
We're going to talk to them next week with Iran. We may sign an agreement. I don't know. To me, I don't think it's that necessary.
He said he doesn't care if there's an agreement or not because the U.S. destroyed Iran's nuclear program. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Defense Secretary Hegseth bristles at the suggestion that Iran's nuclear weapons program wasn't fully wiped out and could be reconstituted in a matter of weeks.
The skill and the courage it took to go into enemy territory flying 36 hours on behalf of the American people and the world to take out a nuclear program is beyond what anyone in this audience can fathom. And then the instinct of CNN, the instinct of the New York Times, is to try to find a way to spin it for their own political reasons, to try to hurt President Trump or our country.
A Pentagon news conference on the Iran operation is planned later today. The Gaza war continues to take a deadly toll. Correspondent Joe Fetterman in Jerusalem.
Just as Israel is claiming victory in its war against Iran, the country has received a tough new reminder that the war in Gaza continues to grind on. Israelis woke to the news that seven soldiers were killed in an explosion in the southern Gaza Strip. This was the deadliest single incident for the army in months.
Following days of triple-digit heat, it has started to cool off a bit in the east, although it should be noted that heat advisories do remain in many places. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features 94 points higher. This is SRN News. New report paints a picture of the LGBT community in the U.S.
The Public Religion Research Institute poll finds that gay people are mostly young, liberal, and religiously unaffiliated. 36% of all LGBT Americans are under 30 years old, and another third are between 30 and 45. 51% of homosexuals identify as liberal, and a plurality say they vote Democrat. The PRRI study also reports that 52% of homosexuals are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The sleeper cell behind a deadly church bombing near Damascus this week belonged to ISIS, which had plans to target a Shiite shrine in a similar attack. That word from the Syrian government. The attack, the first of its kind in Syria in years, comes as the Islamist group currently running the country is trying to win the support of Christians. Meanwhile, funerals being held for victims of the church bombing. This is SRN News. A group of Dallas area families has filed suit seeking to block a new Texas law requires the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms.
That law mandates the commandments be displayed in every classroom starting September 1st. The suit argues the measure violates the separation of church and state. Similar laws in neighboring Louisiana and Arkansas have also faced legal challenges. Opponents say the Texas law infringes on religious freedom. Supporters say it reflects the nation's foundational values. Jason Walker reporting.
Cooper Flagg headed to the Dallas Mavericks, who may have found their next franchise superstar less than 5 months after trading one away. The Mavericks took the Duke forward with the number one pick in last night's NBA draft, selecting the 18-year-old, who was the College Player of the Year in his lone season. More details at srnnews.com.